To retain their strength, ISIS has launched an English-language radio news series. Bulletins broadcast on the Al Bayan radio network, along with updates in Arabic and Russian. Here's how the first broadcast began, and note here the American accent.
We thank our listeners for tuning in and present the following Islamic State News Bulletin for Tuesday, the 18th of Jumad al-Akhirah, in the year 1436 of the prophetic Hijrah. We begin with our most important headlines: the killing of a top commander in Jaish ut-Tahrir in the Yarmouk refugee camp, and the Islamic State's battle.
The terrorist group already has a monthly English language magazine called Dabiq, and both news sources publicize ISIS brutal attacks and murders, calling for more martyrs to join the fight. Now, it appears to be part of a broader propaganda strategy aimed at attracting young members from the West. But the question is, who is ISIS really reaching here? For more on these propaganda tactics, we're joined now by Firwaz Jirjaz, professor of international relations at the London School of Economics. He's also author of The New Middle East, Protest and Revolution in the Arab World. Professor, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
A new radio station in Iraq broadcasting in English on behalf of ISIS. Who are they reaching with this?
Well, out of the 35,000 fighters that we think ISIS has, you have almost 25,000 foreign fighters. So almost, 75%. The irony is that ISIS is more international than Al-Qaeda itself, which is Al-Qaeda is supposed to be borderless, transnational, dedicated to fighting the far enemy, the United States and its European allies, while ISIS is basically supposed to be local in Iraq and Syria, dedicated to fighting the local enemy, the Syrian and Iraqi government, yet it's much more international than Al-Qaeda itself. And since we're talking about, new radio, Al-Bayan, what we need to stress here is that propaganda, social media, traditional media like Al-Bayan are the fuel that really powers the recruitment strategy of ISIS. So it's a very, very pivotal instrument used by ISIS to attract foreign fighters from all over the world, both the Arabic, the Russian, and the English-speaking world.
It's understandable that with so many foreign fighters, English would be the common language that ISIS would want to use. Is this an FM signal within Iraq that's for fighters there on the ground in Syria and Iraq? Is there an internet component that could reach young people in England or the United States?
Well, I think mainly in Iraq and Syria. But remember, they're using Twitter. So, the Al-Bayan radio station is really basically designed for the followers and supporters of ISIS in both Iraq and Syria, with some of the potential recruits basically outside Iraq and Syria in particular in the international system using the Twitter accounts. One point here is very important about why now, why in English. In the last 6 months or so, ISIS has suffered major setbacks, in particular in Iraq. And the new bulletin, news bulletin in English and Russian and Arabic, is supposed to basically respond and also reassure followers and supporters that basically ISIS is standing tall. If you listen to the various bulletins, they talk about the new progress that they are making in Iraq and Syria. They talk about their suicide bombers. They're talking about basically inflicting a great deal of damage on their enemies. So it's part of the international campaign and also trying to get its own narrative both in Iraq and Syria and outside.
Well, that's interesting, Professor, because it sounds like actually a slightly different message than what they've targeted towards young people in the West. We've seen lots of slick videos, lots of Twitter activity, and even magazines that present to young people in the West kind of a fun adventure, join the jihad, do something new, be part of something. This broadcast, which is for fighters that are already there, is about keeping the faith, talking about successes, minimizing setbacks, really for people in the battle already.
It really is. The radio station is basically for the hardcore ISIS fighters in the field, in the trenches, whether in Syria or Iraq, reassuring basically the hardcore fighters that ISIS is surviving, ISIS is making major headway in the fight, it's not losing, the setbacks are basically temporarily. So in this particular sense, it differs from the slick videos that we have seen over the last 1 year or so. And the irony here, it's not just in Arabic and English, in Russian. You might say, really, why Russian? A few people realize that Russian-speaking fighters are some of the most important fighters within ISIS, in particular the Chechens and other former members of the former Soviet Union countries. And this tells you, again, to come back to this particular point, it really tells you a great deal how international ISIS is. It really has changed the strategy, propaganda used by terrorist groups, including Al-Qaeda Central.
Fawaz Jerges is professor of international relations at the London School of Economics. He's also author of the forthcoming book, ISIS, A Short History. Professor, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.